morning. What
just
you, ooh,
stubbed myself on Two Work for Toast to it in the studio this morning. Thanks for coming on in.
Hello.
How are you guys doing
on this fine Thursday morning?
It's cold.
It is cold.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm very tired. This...
Yeah. I'm not used to being up before 12.
You know? Oh my gosh. See, at least someone seen it.
Yeah, at least you're coming clean. Yeah, I love the honesty because sometimes we get people in, they look so tired. They're like, no, no, it's fine. I'm like, bro, it's fine. We get it. It's early. You're a musician. You don't wake up until 12. We're used to it, you know?
It may be cold now, but you guys will be bringing the fire to Wonder Bar this weekend with Gecko as well. So what can we expect from a Two Work for Toast gig at Wonder Bar?
Ooh.
Well... we're going to be playing just a bunch of sort of indie synth pop. How did you describe our sound the other day? Was it like melancholic?
Melancholic, like synth battles of teenage angst and... depression. Yeah,
that is good. If you could get a font small enough to fit that on a poster, that's great. Right?
Yeah, I'll buy the shirt.
Yeah, I'll buy the shirt. Yeah,
coming soon. Yeah, for sure.
That'd be great. Well, that's very cool. Very exciting stuff. Yes, since we last talked to you guys, which would have been around Zorza time, I think.
Yeah, a little while ago.
How has Two Work Toast been since then? Have you guys been, you know, practicing up any, you know, new things, new tunes, anything like that?
New tunes for sure. Awesome. We've been messing around with like a bit of sampling with our live set.
Cool.
And particularly Callum has been writing some very cool new music, like very aggressive, almost punkish.
Ooh.
Would you say?
Yeah, it's great. He's kind of been working on like this sort of punk kind of EDM sort of vibe, and like it's great because he writes real angry songs, and then I get to be angry on stage, and that's my favorite thing to do. So
that's really cool.
Oh, I love that. You guys are playing with Gecko as well.
Yes.
I mean, it's been the running theme of our show this week, kind of, because we've been talking New Zealand music for New Zealand Music Month. So what's it like playing with such other fun bands? And just tell us about the community, I suppose. You know, spiel to us.
I love it. I absolutely love playing with other local bands, meeting other band people. And it gets to the point where, like, you kind of, like, memorize certain songs by other bands and you're like, please release this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fully. So, and we've been doing more of that, particularly because of Circle Jerk coming up,
Circle
right?
Oh, Circle Jerk!
Where we get to play other band songs, which is very exciting.
That's I'm so excited for that one. It's definitely interesting, like, learning other bands' music and being like, this is such a good song, and now it's stuck in my head.
So cool. I've got to say, the name of Circle Jerk is one of the best event names. That's just...
Oh, yeah.
If I saw a post that said, come on down to Circle Jerk, I'd be like, I don't know what this is, but I'm definitely going to be there. You know?
That's kind of the worst thing, like, to just mention to people. Like, people would be like, what gigs have you got coming up? And I'm like, oh, Circle Jerk.
I've got a Circle Jerk on Saturday. They're like, wait, hold on, I asked for gigs. I don't know, I'm confused now. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. And it's honestly great to hear that you guys have got new music coming out, because I don't want to have to play sometimes over and over and over.
But the We will.
Yes, but
it's always the best just like tuning in and just sometimes comes on and you're like, oh my god. Yeah.
I wrote this.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, no, I also don't want to play sometimes over and over and over.
But I mean, it's great sometimes, but
it's great sometimes.
Sometimes.
But you know. All time?
All times, sure. Let's sum it up. Overall, you guys play in Wonder Bar, and that's why you're here. So beyond that show, if I was to miss it, but you shouldn't, but if I was to miss it, then where can I catch you guys?
You wouldn't miss it.
I would not.
Obviously.
Circle Jerk.
At Bad Hagrid.
Bad Hagrid the same night.
Oh, very cool.
Two in a row.
What's the date for these, for Circle Jerk?
29th
of May.
It is 29th of May. And then we're also, of course, we've got Dig the Gig coming up.
Yes.
We are playing on the 16th of June.
Cool.
So that should be fun. And then in the far future, we've got... I'm going to say 3rd of July. Is it 3rd of July?
3rd of July or June?
Yeah.
One of those? Yeah.
We're playing... For... At 12 Bar with Sam Bambury and the Sutcrose Kids, and I think Fiona did as well.
Cool. Nice. Goodness me, you guys are jam-packed.
We out here.
There's so much going. That's so cool. Wow. That's so fun.
Yeah, I'm
I
at peace. Thanks to you guys for coming on in. We love playing Two Way for Toast and love talking to you guys as per usual. Let's make it a ritual. Can't wait to talk to you guys in a month or two's time.
Yeah. We'll and can people find, is it just Two Woke for Toast on social medias so they can find you there, or is it some
on
other?
On all of them.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Facebook.
Oh, that's so good that you got the name. It's so good you got the name. I always feel bad when like, and I was like, oh yeah, so it's my band name, but there's not a Facebook name because some guy from a different country that never posts took it.
Anyway, imagine. Oh, that's so sad. I'd be so sad if like I went to make the Facebook page and there's some other page called Two Woke for Toast.
I mean, make it like Two Woke for Cooked Bread.
Two Awakened for Cooked Bread could be your alternative title.
Imagine.
Very cool. Well, thank you guys very much for coming into the studio. I hope it's not too cold. It's nice and warm in here, but it is cold outside.
Yeah, the sauna. Ugh.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.